Many Britons worry that Britain's exit from the European Union will be bad for business, but Brexit has been great fodder for performing arts. A drama at the National Theatre, a spy novel, and two musical comedies. NPR's Joanna Kakissis has our story of Brexit the Musical and its unlikely creator.
I'm having tea with London lawyer Chris Bryant at a cafe in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'll explain why we're in Edinburgh a bit later. But first, let's go back to last summer, when Bryant, who specializes in EU trade law, was counseling clients nervous about Brexit.
Queries were coming from all directions, left, right and centre, every single sector of the economy. And also, it was complicated by the fact there were a lot of things that we just simply did not know and still do not know.
All this turmoil took a toll on Bryant's nerves. But instead of yoga or meditation, he turned to his trusted form of therapy, songwriting.
I like to write songs as a way of relaxing so I can focus my mind entirely.
He'd been doing this since his teens.
A friend of mine made a joke saying, "Oh, you write musicals as a hobby, you should write Brexit the Musical." And immediately it put the seed in my mind and I thought it could be quite a way of helping just to make sense of everything that's going on.
He wrote the first song, Democracy, in just a few hours. Then came the plot, which included clueless politicians, amnesia, and a missing secret plan that would get the UK out of this mess. Then more songs, including this one. That would be current Prime Minister Theresa May.
Only because I happen to deal with difficult men.
Bryant had a hunch that this musical would appeal to a wider audience beyond his family and friends. So he showed it to a prominent theater producer.
And she thought, yep, it's got legs, it's got a great potential. And her suggestion was that we come to Edinburgh to do it. She brought in the director, the musical director, casting director, choreographer, everybody that we need.
His musical was staged at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last month.
When I say the Brexit, you mean Brexit?
That's actress Virge Gilchrist as Theresa May. She confronts fellow Conservative politicians Boris Johnson and Michael Gove because they'd campaigned for Brexit to get ahead politically.
Well, I hope you two are proud of yourselves. You better have a damn good plan to get us out of this mess.
Ah, Theresa, report that.
What?
You see, we have a plan either.
Actor James Whitt plays Boris Johnson as a clown in Union Jack underwear and a platinum blonde wig.
Everything has grown up in my face. From hero to national disgrace.
But Whitt also wanted to show a darker side.
So it's a different persona. He's got two personas, I think, which we don't see on TV much because the media is so sanitized, and really the stage is the only place where you can tell the truth anymore, I think.
In the audience is Les Edwards, a 70-year-old property manager who voted for Brexit and now has doubts. The musical made him laugh.
We have a great gift for making satire and making fun of ourselves, so it's good fun to do it.
Chris Bryant watched in awe as his musical became a sold-out hit in Edinburgh. Now it's back to reality as a trade lawyer, wondering what the UK's Brexit plan will be.
We do have a plan in the musical, which I won't reveal, and I think our plan in the musical is a better plan than the government has.
In Brexit, the musical, I'll just say that a song saves the day. Chris Bryant can vouch for that. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Edinburgh.
My daughter, stress.